Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. This is a quick reset with a mum hack, and that is the hallway hook that saved my sanity. Sometimes my mornings feel like a hostage negotiation. Sometimes they feel like a cyclone warning. Sometimes it feels like just pure mayhem. If you feel like this, then this is a great episode for you. Sometimes the smallest changes in the morning routine have the biggest impact. And for me, one tiny hallway hook really has saved my sanity, and it has saved a lot of the mornings, which really leave me feeling like 100 years old by 9 a.m. Now, most of the world seems to expect that a mum, particularly an ADHD mum, just remembers where everything is. Hats, bags, shoes, drink bottles, library books, random medieval day costumes. However, you also have people in your house, plus yourself, who don't always put things down at the same place every day. So then you have an ADHD mum's brain that is full of open tabs, because sometimes I feel like my brain is like a pinball machine where the balls go from one end to the other. There's so much activity, but yet there's also nothing in there. There's no filing cabinet. It is completely blank, but it's got lots of activity. And then all of a sudden, one of my children are crying because their sock feels weird, or they can't find their shoes and they want to know where they are. And I have absolutely no idea. If you have a house where everything lives in 17 different places, which change day to day, the executive function tax on that, finding and locating them every day, is brutal. It is like your cup is half empty before you start. Now, that can be an issue with the environment. It's not necessarily that you need more reminders, but it can be that your house environment isn't ADHD friendly. Now, if you have ADHD, and even if you know a lot about ADHD, that doesn't necessarily mean that one, you know what an ADHD-friendly environment is at home. Two, you have the skills or the time to set that up. Or three, you have people in your home that would actually follow this plan that you had. Everyone with ADHD is different, but some of us struggle if something is out of sight and it's also out of mind. So for example, if the front door is a drop zone, school shoes, bags, hats, handbags, keys, mobile phones, library books, homework books, and it's just everyone just drops it there as they walk in, that's a recipe for not knowing where everything is going to be tomorrow morning when you need it for school. So this isn't about willpower or trying harder. It's actually about cues. So that can mean that neurotypical people tend to depend on habits or an internal routine. So they can remember what to do, even if it's not in sight, there's no deadline, they can prioritize, figure it out and move forward. However, ADHD brains rely more on visual cues and object permanence, meaning that if they can't see it, it doesn't exist. So people with ADHD need visual reminders, post-it notes, objects left out, checklists on the wall. Their working memory and time awareness is compromised. And this isn't instantly fixed by medication, by the way. If it was, none of us would be here, right? So if the lunchbox is in the bag, an ADHD child or mum might forget it's there. If the email is flagged but isn't visible, it may never get answered. If you have something to return to a friend but you put it in a drawer, you may never ever return that thing to your friend. But yet, if you leave it on the bench, you actually have a good shot at it. So for example, a neurotypical person, it's Monday, I pack the library bag. ADHD parent, if I don't see the library bag at the front door, I don't even remember it exists. So back to the hallway hook. This is an environmental accommodation. So Dr. Ari Tuckman, and I'll put his research into the show notes, says that success for people with ADHD isn't just about internal discipline, but we really need to look at shaping the external world to support them to follow through, to initiate the task, whatever it is that they're struggling with. So for example, if your brain is going to struggle to remember what it can't see, you may need to build your environment at home so things are where you can see them. This is why a lot of ADHD parenting coaches talk about visual calendars, visual reminders, that kind of thing. So the hallway hook is really a launch pad, not just for bags, but for the actual whole morning as a whole. Now, I'm pretty sure I know that there's going to be some people on this podcast that are going to say, but I already have a hook. I don't use the hook. I've never used a hook. I've actually got 6 hooks that I've never used. Or I have a hook. Something's on it. I think it's some jackets. I don't really know what's in there. Okay, so let me ask you this. Is it kid height? Is the hook at kid height? Is it only for bags? Does it have a label? Or is it just another dumping ground? Or is there a hook, but you've never noticed it because you've never used it? The hook is going to be useless if it's just a hook, particularly if it came with the house and you've never used it properly. But if you assign a purpose to the hook, that's different. So in our house, each child has a hook labeled at their level near the door. That's where the bags live always. Even on weekends, even on school holidays, that's where the bags are. They have a drawer each, which is for homework, library books, etc., etc., and that is labeled at their level always. One habit that I do lock in is that the bags have to go on the hook, and any library bags that float around, library books that I find, go in a drawer. Now, I am somebody that every single term gets an invoice from the library with all the books that I've lost. Every single time. Last term, we only lost one, which was a miracle. I usually lose at least 12. So, the hook and the drawer system for me definitely works. So, I'm not trying to build a new personality, but I need to build something that we can follow. For example, every Saturday morning, without fail, we could never find a soccer shirt, soccer boots, shin pads. There's always something missing. You come back on Saturday, everyone's tired and over it, and they just get lost. So now we have a soccer area because I have two boys similar ages. All the stuff looks the same. I put it all in there. Anything soccer related goes in there, even the trophies as well. You know, I have to return the trophy. I either leave it in the car or I leave it in the drawer. So I've had to figure out my most lost, disorganized areas and try to build something environmentally to help me. Now, if this hack and this episode has cleared some mental fog, please send this to an ADHD mum in your life who's not late because she doesn't care, but it's because the shoes were somewhere weird, the soccer boots were missing, the shin pads are everywhere, and she's forgotten the library book again. If you've got a friend like that, please send her this episode. You don't need to try harder in the mornings, but you do need to have the right hook in the right place with the right job. And that is a metaphor because that could be any accommodation that works for your family. That is your quick reset. You're not the only one who feels like it's all too much finding the same stuff every day. It's exhausting and boring. You're not lazy, you're not crazy, you're not too much, but you are human in an inhuman setup and you're still showing up. So today, let it be enough that you made it through. You just have to keep choosing your kids and yourself one messy day at a time. Until next week, I'll be right here. Thank you so much for listening.